Penguin Random House Canada presents Field Notes from a Pandemic, A Journey Through a World Suspended by Ethan Liu. Read for you by the author. Prologue. Before I left for my travels, a trusted friend, a man of few words, all of which nonsense, offered practical advice. "Don't die," he said. I'm glad I listened. I did write a fair bit, though. In times of crisis, I like to think we are pared down to our most basic parts, our core functions. I am a journalist. I observe and I document. I scribbled from the field. I wrote from train cabins and airport benches and government-imposed quarantine, from an address once occupied by the composer Mozart's cousin. It may or may not be relevant that I was born in China, although my family moved to Germany a year later, and then to Singapore before ending up in Canada, where I still live and work. While Toronto is my home base, I have written for international news organizations and have spent a lot of time traveling. I like to think I'm comfortable being anywhere. Within reason, of course. This particular trip was certainly not one I had any intention of writing about. In fact, it was a trip to decompress after finishing another book altogether. I was to return to all the places I'd known and lived, and more. I could not have foreseen the eventual upheaval and chaos of COVID-19. Few could, most experts included. Even after being in China, my first stop, I expected other countries to remain unaffected. Then, as I moved on, I would look over my shoulder to see the plague had followed. COVID-19, coronavirus disease 2019, most likely originated in bats, moved on to other animals, and then crossed into the humans that handled them in a so-called wet market, selling fresh meat and fish. The first cases, detected in Wuhan, Hubei province, resembled lung infections and were reported to the World Health Organization on New Year's Eve 2019. Most people infected experience mild to moderate symptoms and do not require much, if any, treatment. Some may not even know they have it. But the elderly, and those with underlying issues, such as diabetes, respiratory diseases, or cancer, often become seriously ill and even die. Experts quickly developed vaccines for trial, but they basically knew nothing about this novel coronavirus in the beginning. Suffice to say, there is still a lot we don't know about the virus and how it works, this tiny, thorny sphere of genetic material, 100 million of which can fit on the head of a pin. What we do know, without question, is the devastation in its wake, and the deep foreboding within that it will change life as we have known it. 6 months after COVID-19 was discovered, what began in a market in China's ninth most populous city has already spread to nearly every country, with almost 9 million cases and 500,000 deaths. At the root of such ongoing meltdown, mayhem, and lockdown, the virus spread through droplets, expelled by those infected in a sneeze or cough, or even, as research suggests, in just an exhaled breath. Death hovered through the air, each and every one of us a potential agent for an enemy we could not see. Despite evoking parts of history, this pandemic is different from everything we've seen in the past. Our world is more tightly integrated than ever, yet we were caught so unprepared and divided. We have become good at avoiding world war and nuclear destruction. Then along came an infected bat, and everything escalated with alarming speed and tenacity. The virus wiped away public life, eroded civil liberties, and decimated economies. It dealt distrust, and so it will feed frustration and fear. It will stoke nationalism and fuel authoritarianism. It will upset long-standing balances of the world. While this is a travelogue of sorts, it is also about how everything we know will be changed by this thorny, microscopic sphere, and how the decisions made now, or indecisions, will shape and define the world for decades. It all began, for me at least, on January 23rd, 2020, 2 days before Chinese New Year, the year of the rat. Part 1. Year of the Rodent. Chapter 1. The COVID-19 plague was already in the news when I left for Beijing from Toronto. But there was another knowledge within me, rumbling no less uneasily. My grandfather in China was dying. He had worsened so much in the past year, my father had once told me to prepare a dark suit. For one reason or another, I had already delayed going to see him, and I could not put it off any longer. There was no question in my mind about this. The trip to China was also to be the first leg of a long vacation around the world, for I had just finished the torturous task of writing another book, which is about the strange and complicated world of Bitcoin. I had planned more than a dozen stops, some for the sights, some to see friends and other family, but mine are scattered. I usually fly Trans-Pacific once a year. This, though, was definitely one of my bigger trips. It had been in the works for months, meticulously planned. The bar for postponing it was high, and it hadn't quite been reached. This was all back in January of 2020. The World Health Organization had not yet declared a global emergency. No travel restrictions were imposed, no lockdowns in place. The morning I left, an email newsletter I subscribed to had just two lines and one cartoon about what was then an odd little phenomenon that hadn't even been officially named. To be sure, I was far from unmoved, the shadow growing in the east and the first whispers of what may come, a novel strain of the coronavirus from China that causes breathing difficulties and is potentially fatal. I'd seen it before, a more lethal version. I lived through the SARS epidemic in Singapore. But while I've never forgotten, I also no longer feared. Then I cleared Chinese immigration. At Beijing's airport, the baggage claim exit leads to an unusually lengthy barricade blocking the way. To get fully landside, you have to walk past a long line of people, all crowding around the barrier, waiting to receive travelers. While I'm no stranger to this sight, they scan your face, you scan theirs, searching for recognition. This time, all I saw was a surreal wall of face masks on and on, as far as the barricade stretched. With not one nose or mouth on display, it was like the sea of Guy Fawkes masks in V for Vendetta. They were eerily expressionless, yet almost starkly projecting a dark message I would only later learn. It was 2 days before Chinese New Year. A lot can happen when you're in the air for 14 hours without internet. In that time, the Chinese government had taken the unprecedented step of sealing off the entire epicenter of the virus, the central city of Wuhan. The announcement was made just hours before it took effect. 11 million people were locked in, the healthy along with the sick. The death toll was then 17. A woman from Wuhan, quoted in the news, posted on Chinese social media, "Now we are lambs will still be slaughtered, and we can only leave our fate to the heavens." I was supposed to meet my parents at the airport, who had flown in from Singapore, where they live. They didn't want my uncle in Beijing to make more than one trip to pick us up, so they suggested we book our flights to arrive in the city at around the same time. My parents like to be efficient, Something I had definitely...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?